This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Two women in Peoria have taken the idea of going out for a walk to a whole new level. Jennifer Jacobson Wood and Mary Hosbro, two childhood friends from Peoria, set out in November 2019 to traverse all 1,639 streets in Peoria. Jennifer's a librarian at the Peoria Public Library, Mary is a counselor, and neither are strangers to feats of distance on foot. They've both completed ultra-marathons, including a 314-mile trek across Tennessee in 2019 that took nearly 10 days to finish. And they recently completed their goal of walking every street in their home city, all 1,247 miles of Peoria through a pandemic, over the course of 23 months. The pedestrians in Peoria, as they've called themselves, finished their journey in late October. We spoke with them last month and are revisiting that conversation today. Jennifer Jacobson Wood and Mary Hosbro, welcome to The 21st. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So Mary, you and Jennifer have been friends for a long time, I understand. Can you talk about your friendship? Has it always involved these long walks together?
Not always, no. Like probably for about the past 7 or 8 years, Jennifer was a runner and a walker before I was, and she coerced me into it, starting to do like trail races with her. And she was the one that had the idea for years about wanting to do that long race in Tennessee. And I always told her no, but eventually we did it. And then we started training for that race by walking a lot of different routes in Peoria. We're kind of walking the same routes again and again. So that's how we started like walking a lot together.
And did you ramp up slowly to that distance? I mean, had you done marathons in the past, or was this, did you just go straight, skip over the marathons and the half marathons and start with the ultra marathons?
We walked one marathon. We walked the Honolulu Marathon in 2016, I think, 2015, maybe, I don't remember. But we, you know, we just walked that. And we've been walking long distances and shorter distances ever since.
So, Jennifer, how did this Pedestrians in Peoria project come about then?
Well, initially I wanted to call us street walking in Peoria, but Mary came up with Pedestrians in Peoria, which is admittedly a better name. But I was in a citizen leadership academy, and we visited public works in Peoria, where I saw all the snowplow maps and how they had mapped out, you know, literally plowing every street in Peoria, which made me think that's something we should do because we've lived here all of our lives. And we're 50 years old, and there were big parts of the city we had never seen and never even driven down. So it seemed like a great opportunity to see more of Peoria since we were spending all the time on our feet anyway.
So Mary, what would a typical walking day look like? How do you decide your route? How long are you going to go out for? What's a typical day?
It really just depends. Sometimes we'll meet before work and just walk a few streets or maybe get 2 or 3 miles. And then sometimes we might meet on a weekend and have a goal of doing like 20 miles. So I do have to confess that Jennifer is the planner. And so she will usually pick what routes we're doing and kind of plan it out. But we don't necessarily plan very far in advance. We're just kind of spontaneous and would pick, you know, like what area we wanted to do pretty spur of the moment and just go do it.
Sometimes Mary would, you know, she'd always often be inquisitive and say, you know, how far are we going to walk today? And I would say, you know, anywhere between
4 to 12 miles.
4 to 12 miles. And then if we went over, say, I meant 4 to 12 hours.
Yeah, that was the standard answer. So we would just, I would just show up knowing like, who knows.
Jennifer, how do you keep track of where you've been, where you need to go? Do you ever have a feeling of deja vu and realize that you would recovered a mile you'd already walked before unintentionally?
Well, we were lucky that at a race, a gentleman mentioned to me that he was doing this in Florida. And he kept track via a website called City Strides. And basically you import your GPS map and then it puts all those GPS tracks on one map. So I could see the walk that we did last week and the week before and the week before that. And then I could also see what we hadn't done. So I did use that to plan our routes. but we often did end up walking parts that we had already walked just to get to parts that we hadn't. And since our goal was really to walk long walks to get training in, we weren't going for efficiency.
So Mary, you did a lot of these walks together during the pandemic. I'm wondering if this project with your friend revealed anything new about your friendship during that time.
Well, we've been friends since we were 8 years old. So I think we know each other pretty well. And I don't know that it revealed anything necessarily new. It just kind of reinforced some of the reasons why we are pretty compatible in a lot of ways. And related to the pandemic, for instance, like there was no clear answer at first, like when, early March 2020, whether or not we should be out walking. And we had already started this project by then, but it was difficult and we had some choices to make that we had conversations about and didn't necessarily always agree right away. But trying to listen to one another's perspectives and come to a decision together about whether or not we should be outside walking when there were all these signs that said, you know, save lives, stay inside, and how to go do that, you know, as safely as we could, not endangering ourselves or other people that we might encounter. So I think I'm just very grateful that Jennifer and I have the friendship that we do for lots of reasons, but that we could just have these discussions and know that no matter the outcome, that we would figure it out.
Jennifer, I wonder if you have a perspective on that. I have a good friend. We used to go camping and we would always get into an argument at some point in our campouts. 1,247 miles is a long distance to go with someone. Did you learn anything new about your relationship?
No, I would say I agree with Mary that we have such a pattern of good communication that I think that has headed off, you know, arguments for us because we're both always willing to listen to the other's perspective and respect that perspective, knowing that we're both coming from a good place. That, you know, I have to admit I'm a little more fly by the seat of your pants and more willing sometimes to take risks. So, you know, sometimes I would just think things like, oh, you know, just don't worry about that. But in my heart, I respect the fact that her concerns were valid.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Jennifer Jacobson Wood and Mary Hosbro, also known as the Pedestrians in Peoria, two women, childhood friends, who just completed a traverse of all 1,639 streets in Peoria over the course of 23 months. Jennifer, did you learn anything interesting about the history of Peoria on your walks?
That's a really good question. There was a lot of history, pretty much all the history about Peoria that I didn't know. And one of the striking things was how much the river had an impact on how Peoria grew. And then also how tangentially there were a lot of Lincoln connections that we didn't know about, like small lawsuits that Lincoln was a part of that were interesting. One of the disappointments was, and I knew this as a librarian, it was much harder to research the history of people that weren't white men. You know, even women that were very prominent in the Peoria community in the past, there's not much documentation of that. So that was a struggle because I really wanted the history to encompass, you know, people of color and women and there just wasn't a lot of data there.
Yeah, Jennifer, I wonder, in an interview with the Journal Star, you mentioned that you really noticed the racial disparities walking through the different parts of town. Can you talk about some of the differences you saw?
Well, yes, but it's maybe not going to be super interesting to everybody else. There was a lot of city planning that now has contributed, I think, to where people live, that there were communities that really, like, there's an area that's really nice in Peoria called the Knolls, and it was advertised as Peoria's newest restricted neighborhood. And in their covenants, it said, you know, nobody that was Black and nobody that was Jewish, and that those covenants weren't changed until 2017. So just within the city planning part of that, there are large parts of the city that aren't walkable, that basically you could enter off of a main road and curve around. And it really seems like it's a lot to keep outsiders out, where the older parts of the city are more on a grid and you can go like all the way through a neighborhood. And in some ways it's way more walkable, but then you're not, you know, keeping other people out.
Mary, after this walk, do you perceive your community any differently?
I'm sure I do. It's hard to like specify the ways, but one thing that was striking to us that we often discussed was that our experience of Peoria, when we were intentionally, you know, just briefly visiting certain parts of the city and walking through looking for interesting things, might be different than people who live there in those neighborhoods, and that there's often a lot of violence in the city that we didn't necessarily have to experience ourselves, but then we would walk by the memorials that we saw. And sometimes while there were actively mourning, you know, people around these memorials, and they were most often for victims of gun violence. And so it was just, you know, really striking sometimes, and something that we just wanted to be aware of, but it wasn't just like we were trying to paint sunshine and rainbows on Peoria. We were wanting to see all of the parts of Peoria and what it was like to live in the different parts and experience different parts.
And as just a practical part of it, there were a few times where we walked and then we decided we wanted to Uber back to the start, and there are big parts of the city where we couldn't get an Uber to pick us up.
Interesting. I mean, do you think that's a, I don't know if redlining is the right term for that. That's more of a housing term, but I mean, did that track with, you know, neighborhoods that have experienced disinvestment or perceived
yes.
as not as desirable?
It seemed to.
Yeah.
Yes, because then we would keep walking and our pickup location would change to a nicer neighborhood, or like not a nicer neighborhood, that's even a loaded term, to a more expensive, predominantly white neighborhood, then suddenly there were drivers that could pick us up.
Mary, you've just completed this journey of walking every street in Peoria. Are you and Jennifer planning to continue walking together? What's your next challenge?
I'm sure we will continue walking together. In fact, I have unanswered messages on my phone where she's wanting to plan a route for Saturday. So yes, there are a couple of things that we're thinking about. There are parts of the city that are still being mapped. And as things get annexed and maps get made and things get put on maps. So right now we have 100% of the streets in Peoria, but pretty soon that'll change and there'll be more streets and we won't have done them. So we're already talking about, you know, that we'd like to continue walking the streets as they get added to the map. And Jennifer brainstorms all kinds of ideas for next projects for us. So she might be able to better speak to that, but she's talked about wanting to go to everywhere that's open at 4 a.m. and talk to people, or maybe everywhere that's open at 2 a.m. And I have given a firm no to these things. I would prefer to walk all the trails in Peoria, all of the like trails that go in parks and wooded areas. That would be my preference, but we're still figuring it out.
Yeah, I only prefer to recognize 1-2 o'clock per day, and AM is not it. Jennifer, just about 30 seconds left. Do you have a message to people about getting out even as the weather's getting colder?
Oh, we've walked at every temperature, and I do have been pretty vocal about hating the rain. But if you wear the right clothing, it's usually pretty manageable. And we had some great experiences when there was snow on the ground, making snow angels. And those were some of the times we've had the most fun. So I just think it's valuable to get out and be breathing the fresh air and getting to see parts in the city that we haven't seen before. Or in our case, there's not much of that left, but...
Jennifer Jacobson-Wood and Mary Hosbro are the pedestrians in Peoria. They traversed all 1,247 miles of Peoria's streets through a pandemic over 23 months. They completed their journey in October. We spoke with them last month. And that's all the time we have for our program this week. Next week, we're planning to bring you a number of author interviews, as well as a conversation with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. We'd love to hear your questions for the governor. You can tweet us at 21st Show, or better yet, send us a voice memo, 217 217-300-2121 is our voicemail number. That's 217-300-2121. You can also email us, talk@21stshow.org. All the ways to contact us, it's all on our website, 21stshow.org. That's 21stshow.org. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again next week.